Chapter 50. I am glad to see your sister, Miss Dorrit. I did not remember that you had a sister. Apostrophe, I did not mention that I had. Apostrophe, said Fanny. Ah. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Myrtle curled the little finger of her left hand as who should say, I have caught you. I know you didn't. Apostrophe, all her action was usually with her left hand, because her hands were not a pair, and left being much the whiter and plumper of the two. Then she added, sit down, apostrophe, and composed herself voluptuously, in a nest of crimson and gold cushions, on an ottoman near the parrot. Also professional? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Myrtle, looking at little Dorrit through an eyeglass. Fanny answered no. No, apostrophe, said Mrs. Myrtle, dropping her glass. Has not a professional air. Very pleasant, but not professional. Apostrophe, my sister, ma'am, apostrophe, said Fanny, in whom there was a singular mixture of deference and hardihood, has been asking me to tell her, as between sisters, how I came to have the honor of knowing you. And as I had engaged to call upon you once more, I thought I might take the liberty of bringing her with me, when perhaps you would tell her. I wish her to know, and perhaps you will tell her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, do you think, at your sister's age, apostrophe, hinted Mrs. Myrtle. She is much older than she looks, apostrophe, said Fanny, almost as old as I am. Apostrophe, society, apostrophe, said Mrs. Myrtle, with another curve of her little finger, is so difficult to explain to young persons, indeed is so difficult to explain to most persons, that I am glad to hear that. I wish society was not so arbitrary, I wish it was not so exacting, bird, be quiet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the parrot had given a most piercing shriek, as if its name were society, and it asserted its right to its exactions. But, apostrophe, resumed Mrs. Myrtle, we must take it as we find it. We know it is hollow and conventional and worldly and very shocking, but unless we are savages in the tropical seas, I should have been charmed to be one myself. Most delightful life and perfect climate, I am told, we must consult it. It is the common lot. Mr. Myrtle is a most extensive merchant. His transactions are on the vastest scale. His wealth and influence are very great. But even he, bird, be quiet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the parrot had shrieked another shriek, and it filled up the sentence so expressively that Mrs. Myrtle was under no necessity to end it. Since your sister begs that I would terminate our personal acquaintance, apostrophe, she began again, addressing little Dorrit, by relating the circumstances that are much to her credit, I cannot object to comply with her request, I am sure. I have a son, I was first married extremely young, of 23. Apostrophe, Fanny set her lips, and her eyes looked half triumphantly at her sister. A son of 23. He is a little gay, a thing society is accustomed to in young men, and he is very impressible. Perhaps he inherits that misfortune. I am very impressible myself, by nature. The weakest of creatures, my feelings are touched in a moment. Apostrophe, she said all this, and everything else, as coldly as a woman of snow, quite forgetting the sisters except at odd times, and apparently addressing some abstraction of society, for whose behoof too, she occasionally arranged her dress, or the composition of her figure upon the ottoman. So he is very impressible. Not a misfortune in our natural state, I dare say, but we are not in a natural state. Much to be lamented, no doubt, particularly by myself, who am a child of nature, if I could but show it, but so it is. Society suppresses us, and dominates us, bird, be quiet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the parrot had broken into a violent fit of laughter, after twisting divers bars of his cage with his crooked bill, and licking them with his black tongue. It is quite unnecessary to say to a person of your good sense, wide range of experience, and cultivated feeling, apostrophe said Mrs. Myrtle from her nest of crimson and gold, and there put up her glass to refresh her memory, as to whom she was addressing, that the stage sometimes has a fascination for young men of that class of character. And saying the stage, I mean the people on it of the female sex. Therefore, when I heard that my son was supposed to be fascinated by a dancer, I knew what that usually meant in society, and confided in her being a dancer at the opera, where young men moving in society are usually fascinated. Apostrophe, she passed her white hands over one another, observant of the sisters now, and the rings upon her fingers grated against each other with a hard sound. As your sister will tell you, when I found what the theater was, I was much surprised and much distressed. But when I found that your sister, by rejecting my son's advances, I must add, in an unexpected manner, had brought him to the point of proposing marriage, my feelings were of the profoundest anguish acute. Apostrophe, she traced the outline of her left eyebrow, and put it right. In a distracted condition, which only a mother moving in society can be susceptible of, I determined to go myself to the theater, and represent my state of mind to the dancer. I made myself known to your sister. I found her, to my surprise, in many respects different from my expectations, and certainly in none more so, than in meeting me with what shall I say a sort of family assertion on her own part. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Myrtle smiled. I told you, ma'am, apostrophe said Fanny, with a heightening color, that although you found me in that situation, I was so far above the rest, that I considered my family as good as your son's, and that I had a brother who, knowing the circumstances, would be of the same opinion, and would not consider such a connection any honor. Apostrophe, Miss Dorrit, apostrophe said Mrs. Myrtle, after frostily looking at her through her glass, precisely what I was on the point of telling your sister, in pursuance of your request. Much obliged to you for recalling it so accurately and anticipating me. I immediately, apostrophe addressing little Dorrit, apostrophe, for I am the creature of impulse, took a bracelet from my arm, and begged your sister, to let me clasp it on hers, in token of the delight I had in our being able to approach the subject so far on a common footing. Apostrophe, this was perfectly true, the lady having bought a cheap and showy article on her way to the interview, with a general eye to bribery. And I told you, Mrs. Myrtle, apostrophe said Fanny, that we might be unfortunate, but we are not common. Apostrophe, I think, the very words, Miss Dorrit, apostrophe assented Mrs. Myrtle. And I told you, Mrs. Myrtle, apostrophe said Fanny, that if you spoke to me of the superiority of your son's standing in society, it was barely possible that you rather deceived yourself in your suppositions about my origin, and that my father's standing, even in the society in which he now moved, what that was best known to myself, was eminently superior, and was acknowledged by everyone. Apostrophe, quite accurate, apostrophe rejoined Mrs. Myrtle. A most admirable memory. Apostrophe, thank you, ma'am. Perhaps you will be so kind as to tell my sister the rest. Apostrophe, there is very little to tell, apostrophe said Mrs. Myrtle, reviewing the breadth of bosom which seemed essential to her having room enough to be unfeeling in, but it is to your sister's credit. I pointed out to your sister the plain state of the case, the impossibility of the society in which we moved recognizing the society in which she moved though charming, I have no doubt, the immense disadvantage at which she would consequently place the family she had so high an opinion of, upon which we should find ourselves compelled to look down with contempt, and from which, socially speaking, we should feel obliged to recoil with abhorrence. In short, I made an appeal to that laudable pride in your sister. Apostrophe, let my sister know, if you please, Mrs. Myrtle, apostrophe Fanny pouted, with a toss of her gauzy bonnet, that I had already had the honor of telling your son, that I wished to have nothing, whatever to say to him. Apostrophe, well, Miss Dorrit, apostrophe assented Mrs. Myrtle, perhaps I might have mentioned that before. If I did not think of it, Perhaps it was because my mind reverted to the apprehensions I had at the time, that he might persevere, and you might have something to say to him. I also mentioned to your sister I again addressed the non-professional Miss Dorrit, that my son would have nothing in the event of such a marriage, and would be an absolute beggar. I mentioned that merely as a fact which is part of the narrative, and not as supposing it to have influenced your sister, except in the prudent and legitimate way in which, constituted as our artificial system is, we must all be influenced by such considerations. Finally, after some high words and high spirit on the part of your sister, we came to the complete understanding that there was no danger, and your sister was so obliging as to allow me to present her with a mark or two of my appreciation at my dressmaker's. Apostrophe, little Dorrit looked sorry and glanced at Fanny with a troubled face. Also, apostrophe said Mrs. Myrtle, as to promise to give me the present pleasure of a closing interview, and of parting with her on the best of terms. On which occasion, apostrophe added Mrs. Myrtle, quitting her nest, and putting something in Fanny's hand, Miss Dorrit will permit me to say farewell with best wishes, in my own dull manner. Apostrophe, the sisters rose at the same time, and they all stood near the cage of the parrot, as he tore at a claw full of biscuit, and spat it out, seemed to mock them with a pompous dance of his body without moving his feet, and suddenly turned himself upside down, and trailed himself all over the outside of his golden cage, with the aid of his cruel beak and black tongue. Adieu, Miss Dorrit, with best wishes, apostrophe said Mrs. Myrtle. If we could only come to a millennium, or something of that sort, I for one might have the pleasure of knowing a number of charming and talented persons from whom I am at present excluded. A more primitive state of society would be delicious to me. There used to be a poem when I learned lessons, something about lo the poor Indians who something mind. If a few thousand persons moving in society could only go and be Indians, I would put my name down directly. But as, moving in society, we can't be Indians, unfortunately, good morning. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they came downstairs with powder before them and powder behind, the elder sister haughty and the younger sister humbled, and were shut out into unpowdered Harley Street, Cavendish Square. Well? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fanny, when they had gone a little way without speaking. Have you nothing to say, Amy? Apostrophe, oh, I don't know what to say. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she answered, distressed. You didn't like this young man, Fanny? Apostrophe, apostrophe, like him? He is almost an idiot. Apostrophe, I am so sorry, don't be hurt, but, since you ask me what I have to say, I am so very sorry, Fanny, that you suffered this lady to give you anything. Apostrophe, you little fool. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned her sister, shaking her with the sharp pull she gave her arm. Have you no spirit at all? But that's just the way. You have no self-respect, you have no becoming pride. Just as you allow yourself to be followed about by a contemptible little chivery of a thing, apostrophe with the scornfulest emphasis, you would let your family be trodden on, and never turn. Apostrophe, don't say that, dear Fanny. I do what I can for them. Apostrophe, you do what you can for them. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Fanny, walking her on very fast. Would you let a woman like this, whom you could see, if you had any experience of anything, to be as false and insolent as a woman can be, would you let her put her foot upon your family and thank her for it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, Fanny, I am sure. Apostrophe, then make her pay for it, you mean little thing. What else can you make her do? Make her pay for it, you stupid child, and do your family some credit with the money. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they spoke, no more all the way back to the lodging, where Fanny and her uncle lived. When they arrived there, they found the old man practicing his clarionet in the dolefulest manner in a corner of the room. Fanny had a composite meal to make, of chops, and porter, and tea, and indignantly pretended to prepare it for herself, though her sister did all that in quiet reality. When at last Fanny sat down to eat and drink, she threw the table implements about, and was angry with her bread, much as her father had been last night. "If you despise me," apostrophe she said, bursting into vehement tears, "because I am a dancer, why did you put me in the way of being one? It was your doing. You would have me stoop as low as the ground before this Mrs. Myrtle, and let her say what she liked, and do what she liked, and hold us all in contempt, and tell me so to my face. Because I am a dancer. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh Fanny. Apostrophe apostrophe, and tip too, poor fellow. She is to disparage him just as much as she likes, without any check I suppose, because he has been in the law, and the docks, and different things. Why, it was your doing, Amy. You might at least approve of his being defended." Apostrophe, all this time the uncle was dolefully blowing his clarionet in the corner, sometimes taking it an inch or so from his mouth for a moment, while he stopped to gaze at them, with a vague impression that somebody had said something. "And your father, your poor father, Amy. Because he is not free to show himself, and to speak for himself, you would let such people insult him with impunity. If you don't feel for yourself, because you go out to work, you might at least feel for him, I should think, knowing what he has undergone so long." Apostrophe, poor little Dorrit felt the injustice of this taunt rather sharply. The remembrance of last night added a barbed point to it. She said nothing in reply, but turned her chair from the table towards the fire. Uncle, after making one more pause, blew a dismal wail, and went on again. Fanny was passionate with the teacups and the bread, as long as her passion lasted, and then protested that she was the wretchedest girl in the world, and she wished she was dead. After that, her crying became remorseful, and she got up, and put her arms round her sister. Little Dora tried to stop her from saying anything, but she answered that she would, she must. Thereupon she said again, and again, "I beg your pardon, Amy, apostrophe and forgive me, Amy," almost as passionately as she had said what she regretted. "But indeed, indeed, Amy, apostrophe," she resumed when they were seated in sisterly accord side by side, "I hope and I think you would have." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.